Good evening. I'm Gene from Oklahoma, and this is April the 6th. Thank you for being here. This is the meditation for raising the spiritual light quotient in North America. We're working with Giuliano and Chief White Eagle. The meditation was presented on January 26, 2021. Before we begin, could we all make the following declaration and just plug in your name? Mother Earth, I, Gene, am a planetary healer, and I am here to assist to bring you back into balance. We acknowledge the original caretakers of the land, the First Nation peoples, and we pay our respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging. Let's now chant the Kadosh Mantra three times. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot. Let us now recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And we ask Giuliano to send the quantum omega light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega light. Feel the omega quantum omega light reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. As it comes into that shape, it'll build a great energy boost to each of us. You feel a new vibratory thrust in your spirit and your physical body as you connect with this fifth-dimensional light. Let's go into silence now as you work on receiving this light. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This quantum light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize, in higher light, all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. The biorelativity of a country, and for a continent like North America, is a complex endeavor. There are so many different layers to work on when you're trying to repair a continent or any large area. Even to repair the Earth, you must consider the different layers, the different energies, the belief systems of the people, the economic practices, in the energy practices, in the attitudes toward the planet. In fact, the key ingredient that we will look at today in raising the spiritual light quotient of North America is the attitude that the North Americans have towards planet Earth. This has to do with the belief systems, but it is also a spiritual view, a spiritual perspective, and one of the ways to bring a new balance energetically and a way to interact and intercede in the entire layers that need to be repaired is to work directly with a spiritual attitude towards Earth. This may be surprising to some people, because how does the spiritual perspective that one has toward the planet help, for example, to heat the children, or to rebalance the environment, to rebalance the climate, so there is more harmony? And the answer is that the planet is interacting with humanity. This is also a difficult concept to accept for many people, because you might think humanity is causing harm to the planet, but also the planet responds to what humans are doing. The Earth is a sensitive planet. And that is the Native American once jokingly told David 30 years ago when they were discussing nuclear bomb testing, and hope this description be understood. Man go boom, Earth go boom. What does that mean? Well, if man is going to detonate nuclear bombs, even underground, the Earth will respond with its own explosion, whether it be an earthquake or a volcanic eruption. This concept needs to be taught and downloaded. When you see the imbalances now in climate, in storms, in weather, in snow, in other aspects, Earth is responding to this disarming that is in humanity now. It's a significant disharmony when you consider COVID-19 is just one symptom of the disharmony. Let's consider how we can raise the spiritual light quotient of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. By doing this, the intervention would be to help instill a love, respect, and spiritual relationship with the planet. When North America and the rest of the planet opens up to a spiritual relationship with Earth, you will see huge new balances in the weather, new balance in the COVID-19, new balance in the climate, and in all aspects of the biosphere. Let's take three deep breaths as we prepare to go into biorelativity meditation. And as you do so, connect with your higher self, your spiritual light body that is part of your soul, and feel your spirit body rising up from your third dimensional body, going upward to the beautiful ring of ascension. And we will meet together as a group in this beautiful halo that interacts with the fifth dimension. Know that in the ring of ascension, your Archon power of thought is magnified tremendously. We meet in an area 100 miles above Earth, looking down at a particular perspective of North America. We visualize a beautiful aura of light over North America. We see three auras. One over the U.S., one over Canada, and one over Mexico. And then on top of those three auras, you'll see one huge aura of light. The four auras merge in one huge dome-like aura over the entire continent. And know that our thoughts and our energy can be projected into this dome, so that any affirmations can easily be downloaded into the noosphere of this continent. The first affirmation will be, let there be respect and love for Mother Earth throughout North America. Let there be respect and love for Mother Earth throughout North America. See these words emblazoned across the RF dome that is covering North America. And let us meditate now on that affirmation. As you're meditating on this beautiful affirmation, see the energies of the Native peoples becoming stronger and their spiritual energies becoming more widespread in North America so that they become leaders and teachers on how to interact with Mother Earth. For the greatest way of raising the spiritual light quotient is through the teachings of love and respect for Mother Earth. And now we welcome Chief White Eagle to work with us now. Hey-ya, ho-ya, hey-ya. At this point of crisis throughout North America, we gather together in the quest for harmony and balance of all peoples on our lands, and let there be a spiritual awakening centered on respect for our mother. For all beauty, all nourishment, all harmony, and all balances originate from Mother Earth. It is only because Mother Earth has a unique ability to develop this special biosphere to meet the needs of these life forms that you are living in this complexity of this biodiversity, which includes the needs of humanity. Hey-ya-ho-ya-hey-ho. And we say a special prayer for the children in North America. They are the leaders, the future caretakers of this planet. Let the awakening of love of Mother Earth fill the hearts of all children now. Let's say it again together. Let the love of Mother Earth fill the hearts of all children in North America. The way to achieve balance and harmony in the climate, the biosphere in general, including the major upheavals and storms, is for humanity to have positive relationship with Mother Earth. In this moment, when we are united in the Ring of Ascension, in higher spiritual light, let us meditate with Chief White Eagle, that a new relationship of honor and respect for Mother Earth will be activated throughout all of North America now. Hey-ya-ho! Hey-ya-ho! This has always been the belief of the grandmother and grandfather spirits. Now, from our perspective on the Ring of Ascension, we as planetary healers and starseeds can project the activation of love and respect for Mother Earth and into this noosphere, the auric energy thought field over North America. See these words emblazoned now around the Ring of Ascension. Let the respect and love for Mother Earth be activated throughout North America and all the peoples now. Emblazon with these words, with your thoughts and energy. When you hear the word ho, let the words, the beautiful affirmation, be downloaded into the noosphere of North America. Ho. And this will occur as we speak, as we think, as we send our thoughts. This will raise the spiritual energy of North America, and it will be amazing to see the powerful effect this thought affirmation downloaded into the noosphere can have in the rebalancing of North America and all countries throughout Earth. We now return to Giuliano. Giuliano is able to see this thought energy field that you are working with, downloading now into the aura of North America. It will have an effect. The time is right. There will be a new dawning, a new respect. And when that respect happens, the planetary healers like yourself will be more and more honored and respected, and your work will become more powerful and in the coming times ahead. Now prepare slowly to return back to your earth body, absorbing all of these thoughts and energies. And you will feel the power of your planetary healing energies. Slowly lift yourself up from the ring of ascension and return in perfect alignment into your bodies back on earth. You'll feel a sense of joy and contentment at this powerful work that you've done today. You are back in your physical body. Take a moment to absorb and process this energy. You too feel this new sense of balance and harmony, and you will be able to project this out to all your families and your sphere of influence. And so it shall be. I am Giuliano.